Hello and welcome to Homeopathy at Home with Melissa. If you're ready to be independent in helping your family with acute and chronic conditions in a more natural way, if you're interested in learning how to use homeopathy at home, and if you enjoy positive, encouraging messages, then this is the podcast for you. Click subscribe, grab some coffee or tea, a pen and a notebook, and get ready to learn how to use homeopathy at home in your family. The information in this podcast and its transcription is to be used for education only. The suggestions here should not replace the advice of your medical doctor, and you should never stop any prescription medications without the advice and direction of your doctor. I am not a physician. I am not prescribing. And I am not making healthcare decisions for you. It is your choice to use the information provided here and in any future communications with me regarding homeopathy and natural healthcare.
Welcome back to Homeopathy at Home with Melissa. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Bree, I'm so excited to do a Materia Medica Monday with you tonight.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. By the time this comes out, it will have been several weeks since we've done a Materia Medica Monday. So I have my Materia Medica.
Nice.
Awesome. And tonight we're going to talk about nat carb.
Yeah. Natrum carbonicum. And so, nat carb is gentle, mild-mannered. I'm just going to jump right into the keynotes. Mm-hmm. And usually very kind people, dignity, slightly held back in a sense. They can be self-contained. So if they're troubled, they don't normally tell anyone and they keep their troubles to themselves. They rarely get visibly upset or annoyed and they like to help other people. They're good-natured people, cheerful. They can be upbeat, smiley people who can usually find a solution or find some good in a situation. And any situation, however bad, they'll look for the upside. They can find it, focus on it, see if we can rescue something out of this bad situation. They are very optimistic, finding the silver lining in any cloud. They can present a cheerful face when they're actually quite down, not wanting to trouble anyone with their woes. So this is not just a front. They're usually quite cheerful people. And in the rubrics, it talks about in a joyous, sociable mood, extreme animation with great talkativeness, ailments from excessive joy, whatever that is.
I have never heard of that, but okay.
my cheeks hurt from excessive joy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cheerful and happy. They can be very sympathetic and compassionate, and it makes them feel valued when they're sympathetic and compassionate. And they can see when somebody needs help, they can see when something needs to be done, and they're the very first person for that job because they know they can do it, and they know they can make you feel better, and they know they can, and then they know they can feel valued in that. So they're often attracted to caring professions. So they like to look after people and don't necessarily want anything in return. They never demand anything of anybody else. And if they were feeling down, doing something nice for somebody else would cheer them up and would make them feel better. So quite happy being in the background as long as they feel needed, valued, and that they have a good purpose in life. And they're very sensitive, when there's something wrong, when somebody's not feeling well, with any disharmony. They don't like bad atmospheres, and they're sensitive to atmospheric pressure. So an odd thing about nat carb is occasionally they can take a blistering dislike to certain people for no apparent reason.
Okay. Not me.
I'm laughing because I'm just going to pause here. I'm laughing because I'm sitting here, I'm reading this, and I'm like, this is me. Oh my gosh, I've never taken that carb. I can't believe I've never taken that carb. And then Bree says, this is you.
I'm listening to like, when is Melissa going to be like, I am not carb? Except then it got to that part where you don't like somebody for no reason. I mean, maybe.
I mean, I can do that sometimes. I'm like, God. And then I start praying. I'm like, Lord, why? She's never done anything to me. Why do I not like her? And I feel bad. Like, I feel like, what is wrong with me? Why do I not like her?
Yeah, like, why would you feel that? And the sensitivity to bad atmospheres. Yeah. I mean, just the whole stuff in the beginning.
It's really uncommon. For those of you that love me a lot and think that I just love everybody, I do. It's really uncommon for me just to like someone for dislike someone for no reason. But it has happened in the past. And it bothers me that when I do that. So, you know, but here's the other thing. Pretty much everybody that reads a remedy, I mean, for a lot of remedies, we can say, yeah. Oh, that's me. That's me. That's me. And then we think we need every remedy.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is like, I was like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So.
Yes, this is a pretty big one. That seems, at least these keynotes here.
Yeah. So, so anyway, you know, they can really just dislike somebody for no apparent reason. It might be a stranger and they just don't like the way they look, or but normally they're very tolerant and forgiving. But every so often, just a strong aversion arises in the person, and then sometimes may develop an aversion to members of their own of their own family. Sometimes women have an aversion to men. And they may be father figures or domineering figures or authority figures, and can sometimes feel separate or slightly estranged from people. So they like to be connected, but the natrums in general, so like nat mur, nat sulf, you know, nat carb. So the natrums in general can sometimes feel a bit disconnected. And they can feel detached and isolated. And like most of the natrums can easily feel rejected. And feeling needed or wanted can satisfy some of that underlying slightly rejected feeling. So let me just go and take my nat carb right now.
Siri, if I ever knew of a constitutional remedy, I don't even know if this is one of those. This would be it. Like, this is it.
Oh, so funny. All right. Let me talk about the fears of nat carb. Maybe I'm getting ready to change my mind. So fear of men, I do not have a sense of dread with a fear of misfortune. And the natrums in general have a fear of robbers, fear of thunderstorms. I have none of those fears. So maybe I'm released from nat carb. No, I'm just kidding. Remember, you don't have to match a picture exactly. So when it matches closely, we can use it. So it's a very sensitive remedy. And they may be sensitive to noise, atmosphere, thunder, rubbing, which ameliorates, sensitive to strangers, music, and to the sun. Mm. And they're generally chilly, but they don't like heat. So it's a big remedy for heat stroke, not so much sunstroke in terms of being burnt, but overheated and unwell from being overheated. Right?
I seriously can't believe this.
Worse for strong sunshine, worse from heat, can have weakness from overstudy. I don't study too much. So digestion, there's a big physical feature of nat carb is the digestion. And they can have a lot of stomach digestive problems, bloating, flatulence, dyspeptic, very sensitive to milk. Stomach upset, disordered by milk, sour reflux, may have headaches from heat stroke or from heat of the sun. They might see a history, or you, the person you're helping, you might see a history of never having been well since heat stroke. So they may have herpes, may be slightly have eczema. That's worse from milk. They like food. I love food. Often hungry, but have a weak digestion and may suffer from food allergies. So the top 10 for Nat Carb are gentle, kind, compassionate, cheerful, aversion to certain people, strangers or family members, forsaken, estranged feeling, worse for heat, which is the biggest keynote probably. And as I sit here with my fan, can you see it? Okay, sorry. Particularly worse for sunshine and maybe even a heat stroke. Digestion is one of the most important things in this remedy. Acid, rumbling, bloating, belching, all the signs of disordered stomach. Weakness, weak from heat, weak from overstudy, weak ankles, constantly sprain or turn their ankles, weakness of digestion. Milk is the biggest food aggravation and general aggravation, and not great on dairy. Worse for thunderstorms, sensitive to atmospheres, worse at its approach, worse for thunder, fear of thunder, must hide in the cupboard, is the rubric in the Materia Medica. And Bree, do you want to add anything from the Materia Medica?
Yeah, so I'm going to kind of flip through. So this won't be in any certain order except the order that it is in the Materia Medica. But one of the things that you just mentioned now, but hadn't before, was the weak ankles. That is a big one for Nat Carb, headaches, heartburn, heat stroke, worse for milk. Let's see, weak memory, which may be that fatigue, like the weakness. So weak memory, very self-conscious. Let's see what else. Irritability during fever. So that's an interesting little one, maybe when they're sick.
Yeah.
Sensitive to the presence of certain persons. Sensitivity to music, gas and bloating. Extreme sensitivity to electrical changes. So like thunderstorms. I think that's why they're sensitive to thunderstorms.
Yeah.
What else did you not already say? I actually think you covered most of what was in here. It can be good for heart palpitations, especially when accompanied by indigestion. Let's see. Worse from heat, worse from milk, worse sun exposure. Yeah. Catarrh, post-nasal catarrh, bad odor of nasal secretion. So I do get that. I don't know if anybody else has that. Let's see. I think that's it. Everything else, you pretty much covered it. That was a really good overview of Nat Carb. It can be a good candida remedy. So I know that's one that lots of people worry about.
That's true.
Maybe if you fit the picture really well and there's candida,
yeah,
that could be a good place to start. Otherwise, I think that was great.
How funny. I planned Nat Carb, but I didn't read it ahead of time. I just knew I've got my notes here. Talk about my notes. And then I'm just like.
You were probably six bullets in and I'm like, this sounds a lot like Melissa. And I do know, I mean, we can tend to do that, but this is almost, besides the fears, I will give you that. You're not a fearful person of many things. So thank you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. And sorry to interrupt and paying attention. I'm just like seriously going to get off of here and go see what potency of Nat Carb I have.
Yeah. And you know what is interesting? So this was just the thought I had. Melissa, you're really sensitive to remedies.
Mm-hmm.
And Nat Carb is a very sensitive person.
Yep.
So
I've been called too sensitive many times, but like, you can't see that on me because I'm all joyful and happy. Nope. And like,
that's Melissa, like even if underneath, and it's truly not fake, which I think was something I thought about you too. It's not like you're manufacturing this to be like, I'm fine when you want to cry.
Right.
You truly have a very joyful demeanor. Even if there are things going on, you're like, oh, I'm good. There's so much to be happy about.
And you know, and I always give glory to God for that. I'm like, what would I do if I didn't know the Lord? You can't be joyful if you don't, through a lot of the hard things that I've been through to, you know, to, and still be joyful without the Lord. But that's what I was just going to say is I'm not walking around offended and mad. I'm really like, I have a lot of stuff going on, but I really seriously am happy.
Yeah. It's amazing. Well, you need to go check on that car.
I am.
Take Thanks. Some. Thank you guys for joining us again for Materia Medica Monday. This was a really great one.
Nice and easy and fast. And we'll see you next time.